podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome along to day two of the Ashes here on The Shackles Are Off. It is Ashes Daily. We promised you daily and, well, we're delivering so far. We're trying to bring you the Ashes experience as best as we can throughout this series. Obviously, it goes without saying we're not there. Well, that's not strictly true. That's not strictly true, as you'll find out later on in this podcast. Now, England are still with a fighting chance. That's my opinion. I might be being completely deluded, but unconditional support is what the Barmy Army is all about, and there is a long way to go. A few stats that we picked up prior to last night's showing. India were bowled out for 36 against Australia, remember last year in the first test. Went on to win the series. Strousey got a duck in 10-11 when we won down under, and Australia were 122 for 8 on the first day of the 2019 Ashes. So, the message is this. Always believe. So, yeah, there we go. I'm not sure if you're going to be on board with me on that or not. Now, before we chuck to Chris, who, by the way, has been up and down the country like an absolute trooper and has now seemingly also in the process become nocturnal, just a reminder, and it's not an advert, it's just to try and help you out. If you want to watch the cricket, and you think, I don't have BT, it's 25 quid for the month, and it's not like it rolls on after that or anything like that. 25 quid for the month. Think of all that Christmas footy that's on and stuff as well over Christmas. And even if it's just the Ashes, it's about £1 a day, which is pretty good, I think. Anyway, Chris Millard at Sixers Cricket Club in Manchester, pulling another all-nighter, speaking to fans from Leeds Beckett men's cricket team, Finchie, our legendary trumpeter, another absolute legend in Abbey, who was doing a dissertation while it was the lunch break at the overnight party. And also, probably, sorry to all the others, but the biggest legend of them all, Ashley, who is a top, top man. He's the only Englishman to have travelled over from the UK specifically for the Ashes. A fortnight in quarantine. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. That is proper commitment, that, isn't it? Thank you, by the way, for listening and getting in touch and sort of commenting on the socials. We've really enjoyed the interaction. It's been great, even if the cricket hasn't been quite to plan so far. More guests tomorrow, as ever. And as ever, come on England. And a massive shout out to our Brisbane Barmies doing us proud down under. Now, to Martin Brundle doing his ring walk or grid walk. Or should I say, Chris Millard, who's doing, well, basically a walk round a bar. He's going to guide us through episode 2 of the Daily Ashes right here on the Shackles Are Off podcast. Take it away, Chris.
AM, Sixers Cricket Club, day two of the Barmy Army all-night party. We're going all right. It's been a bit unlucky for the boys this morning. The Stokes dismissal, a few edges that didn't carry. But I bring to you Leeds Beckett Cricket Club on a bit of a social down at Sixers. I'm with Wadey and Chris. How are you finding the evening so far, starting with Wadey?
I'm having a great time. I'm not getting too pissed, but I'm here to watch the cricket. But everyone's just here having a really nice time watching the cricket.
Wadey, I'm just going to pull you up on something you just said. Just said I'm not getting too pissed. I can see three full pints of lager in front of you. The listeners will be visualising what you're saying here. Are they yours?
A couple of mine, but I'm in for a long run. It's not it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Okay, I believe him, to be fair, I believe him. And Chris, you're here in a 2006-07 Ashes shirt. You're definitely not old enough to have bought that. So what's the story behind the Barmy Army shirt?
So obviously, me and my dad really connected through cricket. We never really got on that well so much as when I was a kid, but we started... Oh, it's not a good time. We started going to all the England matches together. Obviously, really bonded through that. Barmy Army is pretty, really close together. So he went to a Barmy Army tour with his mate when in 06-07. Absolutely loved it. And then last year, just kind of gave me the top and said, Chris, you enjoyed that shirt, mate. So I wore it in a couple of socials and everyone loves it. So that's what it's all about.
Has it made the status of like edgy, quite quirky, vintage, cool shirt?
Vintage.
No, I think it's great. I mean, a few of the boys tonight got on the train. They were like, wow, what a great shirt that is. Obviously, it's vintage. The quality's a lot better than these days, you know. Got the phones for you, whatever that is. I don't think it's even a thing anymore, but yeah.
Phones for you, whatever that is. A lot of our older listeners will know what phones for you is. But
what a great shirt. Retro chic.
Look on the back as well. It's even got like one of those like rubber badges on it.
Rubber stamp, mate. Rubber stamp, that's what we... So, bringing attentions back to the cricket, day two of the Ashes test. Labuschagne, Warner currently looking good, 51 for 1 Australia. Any predictions, lads? What do we think is going to happen?
Well, I think I'm a bit of a pessimist. I think Australia are going to win the series 4-0.
See you, mate. Wadey's off. Someone get rid of Wadey. You're not a pessimist, are you? You don't hang around with people like that.
I'm optimistic. I think Ollie Robinson's going to be our man with the ball. I do think that Australia's going to win this series. However, I think he's going to be our man to look to when we need some wickets. I think look to him, maybe get a bit of spin on the next 10 overs or so.
Yeah. Do you want to Leechy
or Root, maybe have a little look at that.
I like it. And what do you think of the Barmy Army songs then tonight? I've heard you boys piping up a little bit.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. We're all about the social.
I've never actually watched an England game in person, so this is the closest thing I've ever got to it, and I'm loving it.
You're loving it?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm definitely going to go to an England game.
Have to get you down to a test next year. Fellas, thank you for coming on the Shackles. We're off. 2:15 a.m. at the Sixers Day 2 all-nighter. I'm joined with Abby, who I just went to the bar to get a coffee, would you believe? I turned around and I saw her on a laptop, sat there on a laptop, and I thought I'd come over for a chat. Abby, what are you doing?
So I'm a student at university, and I thought I'd come to the event today, but I also have a lot of work to do, so I'm using the lunch break to crack on with a little bit of work and have a little bit of a drink, and then go back to watching the cricket when it resumes.
And I've interrupted it to come and do the podcast, so very sorry about that. But so you're doing work in the lunch break at stupid o'clock whilst watching the cricket. I absolutely love that. It's the most Barmy thing ever, and you're at a Barmy Army event, so happy days. What is it that you're studying?
I study maths and physics.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Sounds like you need to do a lot of studying.
Yeah, quite a lot. So hence, I'm using the fact that I won't do any work tomorrow because I will be asleep to do my work now.
Okay, nice. So you're using the fact that you're a student, living the student lifestyle, and you're able to come to this event.
Yeah, exactly. I know that when I graduate or, when I stop being a student, I won't be able to do this anymore, so I'm doing that.
Absolutely. Enjoy it while you can.
Exactly. While pulling a nightmare is like a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's cool. So will you be up watching the rest of the series, watching the rest of the games, or is this a bit of a one-off?
I'm hoping to stay up with like a few friends and watch like the next test match, and then when I go home for Christmas, my brother and I were going to stop and watch the Boxing Day test together.
Nice. The classic Christmas Day finish, a bit drunk, and try and watch as much as you can.
Try and watch as much as we can before we fall asleep.
Absolutely outstanding. And are you studying in Manchester?
I'm at the University of Manchester.
Very good. And you're a Barmy Army follower? You're
part of the Barmy Army? With what's going on, the events and stuff.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming to the event, and hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Time to hear from the legendary Simon Finch on the Shacklesworth podcast, the Barmy Army trumpeter. Day two of the all-night parties, mate. You've had a bit of a dodgy night, haven't you? You're not feeling too good, but you're here in good spirits in Manchester.
I take one for the team sometimes.
That's it. We're meant to be in Australia. We're meant to be singing away, but it seems like the trumpeters that you've trained up, you've been training everyone from the UK, all the Aussie trumpeters, to go and do a good job. How do you think they're doing so far?
Well, the guy Evans so far, he's done a cracking job. I know he had some problems getting his trumpet in yesterday with security and ground, but he's coming across quite well on the television. It's great. He's done his homework.
Awesome. And just for context, you've actually been in a WhatsApp group telling these guys how to go. Just give the listeners a little bit of a feel for what that process has been like.
Well, what I did is I end up recording how I play the songs on my phone, put them up on WhatsApp, set them in a Dropbox folder, and I've also got a list, a Word document with every player on this on the tour, what their song is, and then trust their professional instincts to put the homework in, and they have.
Quality, absolutely quality, and it's been a while. We were booked on the Sri Lanka trip, weren't we, back in 2019, and you've still not been on a tour yet. The first one's going to be the West Indies. Is the watching the Ashes with the trumpet in the pubs giving you an appetite for being over there in the sun?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, I'm quite gutted that we're not out there, but actually it's a bit cheaper here than over there.
Every cloud, mate. The weather's not the same, nothing else is the same, but also we'll be there in the West Indies. Finchy, a little message for all the Barmy Army Shacklesworth listeners watching the Ashes from home.
Come on, England!
There we go. You heard it there first.
A warm welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you on, mate. I know from a friend of a friend, a mutual friend that we share, you've travelled a long way to get there, but you've also done an awful lot of quarantine, haven't you?
Yes, had to do 2 weeks quarantine in Brisbane, which was difficult. But after 2 weeks of meat pies, they've let me escape. And at the Gabba. So we're having a good time. And you can see the boys are in good voice. We've got a trumpeter, not as good as our usual Barmy Army trumpeter, but he'll do.
Well, it's a pleasure that you've been able to join us from the Gabba. I can actually see the Barmy Army going loud and proud behind you as per usual. What's the atmosphere like inside the Gabba these last couple of days?
Yeah, pretty good, really. I mean, obviously, lots of empty seats from the Aussies, but even with all the restrictions and pandemic, there's still loads of England fans. Obviously, lots of the Queenslanders who are expats are all here. And yeah, a great atmosphere. So the England fans are obviously holding their own. And I had the pleasure of actually seeing a few of the team this morning when they left the hotel, and they looked pretty confident and relaxed. And I think we're in for a good day. However, it looks like a batting day, as always. They always get a bit lucky with the weather, don't they?
They've had that much luck. This is the Barmy Army Daily Podcast going out here. We'll be going out tomorrow. But for anyone that's watched the first session, they've had that much bloody luck. It's so frustrating. Hopefully, our luck will be in for the second half of the day. Ash, have you bumped into anyone else that's travelled as far as you and quarantined for as many days as you to be there yet?
No, I think I'm the only person I've met who isn't natively from Queensland. Everybody's been generous, though. They've given me some free beers and free shirts. And I actually travelled with my wife. And it's a good way to test a marriage, 21 days in a room you can't leave. She couldn't even escape from me because there was a policeman sat outside for 2 weeks. But
wow.
We're still married. And her treat is she will get 5 days at the Adelaide Oval with me. So isn't that a wonderful treat of any marriage?
Wow, she sounds like an absolute legend. Is she there at the Gabba with you today?
She's gone there. She's round the other side, I think, staying out the sun. It's a bit of a scorcher today, but obviously we'll need to rehydrate in a somewhere nice at lunchtime, I suspect.
Very good. Good man. And so going home, I guess you'll be going back to home after this. Do you have to do more quarantine when you go the other way?
Yeah, there's another 3 weeks quarantine going back through Hong Kong. So might be a good way to lose some weight, I'm thinking. The food might not be so good. But hey, it's been a funny morning, though. A bit unlucky for Stokesy overstepping. But yeah, we've got lots of songs for Warner and Smith, as you'd probably imagine.
Good stuff. Keep singing loud and proud, Ash. Thanks for coming on the podcast. It's been a pleasure to have you on, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Cheers from the Gabba.
Top
Go
man,
on, England.
Ash. Appreciate it, mate. Chat again soon.
Yep. Yeah, cheers, buddies. Take care, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Podcast Network.